the reason that I wanted to even breach this topic today and talk about the bucket list is, number one, I think it's number one fun. I think it's fun to kind of talk about your dreams and those like far-fetched things that you want to do in life and want to try to accomplish. I mean, other things on mine, I want to travel to Europe, I want to take my wife to Paris, you know. I mean,
how to play the guitar.
Oh, really?
You know, hey, those are
we should talk. I could help you with that. So Not really. I can find somebody who can help. Yeah. But no, I mean, it's little things like that. But I think also it's fun. I mean, it's just fun to have these kind of things and these deals to aim at. I think it's important. And I think from because we talk about entrepreneurship here. I mean, mm-hmm. this is kind of what our topic and kind of what we talk about, business and entrepreneurship. I think having those long-term big goals are really, really important. I think it keeps you grounded in your day-to-day. I think it keeps you aiming in the right direction. Well, I think it acts as guardrails sometimes, right?
Well, I mean, it gives you a reason to keep doing the day-to-day.
Right.
You know? I mean, there's, why am I doing this day in and day out? What's the goal? What's the reason? What's the whatever? Hey, you do need those goals to keep you going. You know, yeah, you have your business goals of, hey, I want to hit X, Y, and Z and all of that. But then also there's, I want to live life too.
Yeah.
You know, you still want to be part of life and not just be 100%, you know, entrepreneur.
And, you know, and I think I think you've breached a really, really important piece of this topic is that, here on this channel, we talk almost all business. It's all marketing. It's all business. It's all entrepreneurship, being a professional. But I think sometimes one of the most important pieces of being a professional is having a personal life too. I mean, you have to have that other side.
You have to have that yin and yang.
You
will. I mean, there has to be that balance mm-hmm. to doing everything business. I mean, that's what your family is there for too.
Right.
You know, I mean, you have to have some time for your family.
Sure.
While you're being the entrepreneur, as long as you have a family, when you are an entrepreneur, I guess. But
even if it's not a family, right? I mean, it's
still
friends.
Something else.
It's people that you. It's your people,
yeah,
right? Whatever that is.
I think with anything, if I traveled all the time, and that's all I did is travel,
right?
I think I would get burnt out on travel.
Sure.
If I just do my job, even though I might love my job, I might love what I do and all that, I still think there's a point there where you get burnt out on doing even what you can love.
Yeah.
It has to make that thing special.
Yeah.
You know, it has to make, you know, my day-to-day makes what I do in my life hopefully special.
Right.
And then hopefully what I do in my life, hey, that was so special, I'm going to work harder on my day-to-day.
Right.
And try to make myself more efficient. Mm-hmm. How can I do that so I can enjoy more of these things in life?
Yeah, no. And you know, and I think, you know, I talk a lot about hustle. I talk a lot about, mm-hmm. you know, for instance, the side hustle that I have, you know, and working, you know, basically two jobs to get a company started. And I talk about digging in, eating the shit, and really getting in and working hard every single week and sacrificing to be able to get your dream. But there has got to be that point you unplug a little bit and you have got to recharge yourself.
Amen.
And I think the only way mm-hmm. to do that is outside of business, if you will, right? You've got to step outside of that. And I think that's what a bucket list is for. That's why I like the idea of the bucket list so much, is it gives you goals to aim for that are not necessarily... And here's the thing, they're not necessarily business related,
right.
but they require the success of the business to be able to do
to
it.
To be able to be achieved.
Right?
Right.
So it's it's connected still a little bit, but kind of not, right? It's kind of separate.
Right.
Yeah?
No, you're 100% right. I mean, that is one of the reasons why we do what we do, so we can do the things we want to do.
That's this week's quote.
Did you get all that?
That is this week's quote.
T-shirt opportunity.
Say it again.
Right there. I don't think I can.
We'll have to play that
We'll have to play one that back several. But I mean, it's true.
Yeah, it is.
I am fortunate enough to do something that I love to be able to fund some of those things that I would love to do.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So guys, that is my advice, is if you don't have a bucket list and you haven't sat down and actually made a list of things that you want to do in your life, not your business. You can definitely set up your business goals. We've talked about that. But things that you want to do in your personal life, if you don't have that list, do that. Sit down, truly think about it, put some thought into it.
And they don't have to be a far-flung thing. Not like, hey, go to Machu Picchu. It could be, hey, you know what? I want to read a book a month. I just shut down and get out of this, and I want to read, you know, all the Robert Ludlum series or something.
Yeah.
I just want to get out of, do something else for that.
Right.
Hey, I want to go out and play golf once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be nice. Wow. There's my bucket list is just filling up all of a sudden. Thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah, now we need a wheelbarrow.
Now I need a wheelbarrow.
Moved from a bucket to a tub now, but 50-gallon drum. But
I'm just saying as well, the Machu Picchus and the castles, and those are all great long-term goals.
Exactly.
But I don't think you should...
You have
skip
to have
on the small stuff,
the short term stuff. Right. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, just like in business, you set up your milestones, right? That's kind of these small goals too. So, and I think that's important. You know, again, with all the talk of hustle and working hard and the side hustle and whatever you've got to do to make it work and this and that and the other, I think it's important to also realize there is a life that has to be lived as well. That we're not. I mean, if you just have a business and that's all that you have and it is successful from the standpoint of, I don't know, clients, money, whatever you define success within the business to be, and that's all that you have in your life, you haven't fully lived. You haven't taken advantage of what this
life
could actually
offer. You haven't experienced the rest of life.
That's right. Right. Yeah. All right. Short show.
I like that short show. That's a good short show.
You're getting all the phrases tonight. I don't know what's going on. Oh, by the way, hey, I want to give a shout out. So we're trying. Oh, I put the bottle back in there. This wine is called The Dreaming Tree. It is a collaboration between Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band and Sean McKinney, I think is his name, from California, who is an award-winning winemaker out in California. It is one of the best Pinot Noirs that I have ever had. I really enjoy this red.
It's extremely smooth.
It is. It is extremely a very, very smooth. Good wine. And we brought it straight from the store in, so I don't even have it properly chilled for a red. And it is still, it's not too bitter.
Tannin
count's not high. It's really a great wine. The Dreaming Tree. We got this at, grocery store? Fry's.
Fry's.
This is the name of the store out here. I don't know where else it could be. I'm sure you could Google it and find it. I'm sure you can even order it. I'm sure they have like the website where you can order it. But The Dreaming Tree by Dave Matthews, I highly recommend it. I have no idea how much it is or I would tell you, but it's not one of our wines. I don't get any kind of kickback whatsoever. This is not a commercial for The Dreaming Tree other than it's just it's an endorsement. So anyway, all right. Hey, thanks for coming again, by the way.
Hey, no problem. Thanks
for a couple weeks.
Thanks for getting me some wine.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for watching us and sitting through this madness with us. We really do appreciate it and hope you get something from it. And we will see you on the next Daily Weirdo. Thanks, guys.